everybody. Welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is the champion of good and right, Miles Title. Thank you for listening. God bless.
Good and right?
That's right.
Oh, okay. Who gave you that title?
I don't know. I thought I'd throw it out there.
What do you sound like you're doing the report on the news where somebody paid a lot of money for, you know.
Yeah.
Did you realize the state's been taking care of illegal hamsters for 27 years? And this man, Miles Title, has been paid $1 million a year to take care of four hamsters.
Yeah.
Do you think that's right, Mr. Title?
Yeah.
Well, these hamsters are really needy, you know, and I got to put the water in the bottle, and it's tough. You know, with my carpal tunnel and my tunnel vision and my, you know.
Yeah.
What are all these toilet paper tubes? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
You must be going now.
Ah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
I'm licking my wounds this week.
So what are all those toilet paper tubes?
Yeah, I'm licking my wounds this week.
You're licking your wounds. Why?
I might have crossed the line this week.
Oh, Jesus.
Of good taste.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm
not going to drive like 200 miles to bail your ass out of jail or anything.
I was put in my place by a major Hollywood star.
You were.
Yeah.
Well,
can we let the genie out of the bottle?
I suppose if you must. Yeah.
I 4 months now. Well, you
4 months or 4 months?
Well, actually 4 months too, but
yeah.
Since at least September, I would say.
Okay.
First you and then I have separately tried to contact megastar, A-list actor Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton, yeah. Yeah.
And I have to give a little backstory, and then I'll get into my story here. But
sure.
You originally started it off, which I totally got jealous about.
Yeah, actually, I was trying to see if... Will Wheaton has a website called willwheaton.net.
Right.
And I had read it for, I don't know, a couple months, and I decided maybe he would talk to us.
Yeah.
And so I... initiated, you know, first contact. First contact. <yeah. laughs> He wasn't in that movie, but don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, he wrote me back, and he actually sounded like he might be interested in talking to us.
And you politely contacted
him. Oh, very polite. I'm a very polite person, yes.
Yes, and he just would say encouraging things like, oh, that sounds interesting.
Right, he did actually encourage me, and so I wrote back a couple times, and it never transpired, and I pretty much gave up. I thought, well, maybe I'll talk to him again after the holidays or something.
Right.
I wasn't, you know, really, I was encouraged, and then I was discouraged.
Right.
Especially, you know, he has stuff going on, he's, you know, he does stuff, right?
As was I.
Sure.
So that's where I stepped in.
But I was very polite about it.
Yes.
As I am when I contact anybody who's going to be a guest for our show.
And from now on, you will be that person who contacts people on the show. Okay, so now I step in, like, October, November, let's say.
Yeah.
And I assume it's really him that responds back to these things.
That's my guess, yeah.
I'm just assuming. I don't know. I take it that it's him. So I thought, what should I write him? So I asked him a dumb question about Andy Richter. You know, as you know, I don't like Andy Richter.
Which, by the way, I was going to tell you, his show's coming back on, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay.
Which really made my day, by the way.
Right.
Anyway, so I write him a thing. I go, hey, I think Andy Richter sucks. What do you think?
Yeah, that's really a good opening line with the whole negative thing, I think.
And I thought, well, there's no way in hell he's going to write back on this. And he writes back. He says, oh, come on, he's funny. He's a great guy. What do you have against him? You know, it can't be that bad.
He was a dick to me when I was in high school.
Yeah, I wrote back. I said he was kind of a dick, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of just went into it for a little while. And I said, by the way, since I have your attention,
yeah,
I would like you to be on our show.
Sure.
And I try to be like you, kind of try to kiss some ass a little.
By the way, since I've, you know, endeared myself to you with my Andy Richter story.
Yeah.
My brush with greatness with Andy Richter.
I know. I was trying to, you know.
A.K.A. Andy Swanson.
Yes.
The real name of Andy Richter.
So, Anyway,
yeah,
I wrote that before Thanksgiving.
Sure.
And I did not get a response.
Well, it's Thanksgiving, and what the hell do you want?
And I knew, I thought, well, there's no chance in hell this guy's ever going to do our show. I mean, let's be honest.
Well, you know, until tonight, I really had hoped that he would.
There's no chance in hell. Come on, I mean,
well, let me put it this way.
Yeah.
I was very hopeful, and then you told me that you wrote him.
Yeah.
And then that hopefulness really went down a notch. Or three.
Well, he's never going to do this show now.
Yeah.
Because...
So I was really hopeful, and then you said you contacted him. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well, it gets worse.
Click, click, click. You know.
It gets worse.
Okay.
It gets worse. I thought I should push the envelope a little bit.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I sent him a curveball, if you will.
Okay.
I thought maybe I should push the envelope and ask, like...
For nude pictures of his sister?
Well, you're getting close. But
oh.
As you know, I enjoy the Howard Stern show.
Sure, sure.
And Stuttering John especially.
Yeah.
So I thought I would ask him like a Stuttering John type of question.
So Will, do you fart in the bathtub?
This is what I said, and I will try to do it word for word.
Okay.
I said, regarding the movie that you were in, Stand By Me.
Sure.
Of the four leads in the movie.
Yeah.
Who had the smallest unit? And then I continued on, I said... My money's on Jerry because of his weight problem at the time.
Okay, so Jerry O'Connell.
Yes.
Who I don't think anybody really realizes that he is Jerry O'Connell today that was Jerry O'Connell in Stand By Me.
Right.
I don't think people really get that connection.
So, now that was my question.
Yeah, so you think...
And I meant it to be funny, like
yeah.
A funny, like curveball type of off-the-wall goofy...
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Sure.
I thought it might be a little over the line. I wasn't sure.
Uh-huh.
But I sent it up.
And?
Well, that was a really big mistake.
Gee, let me guess why.
And I got a response back, and unfortunately I deleted it.
Oh, please.
I deleted the response,
you're lame.
The response. Here's
At this
response.
Point, I don't even believe you sent that email.
I know. Well, here's the response I got back, and I will try to do it as word for word as humanly possible.
You printed it out and stuck it on your wall somewhere.
No, I was embarrassed when I got this back.
Oh, please.
This guy knew how to get me.
Uh-huh.
He goes,
it must have been you.
Here's his response.
Yeah.
He goes... You're asking this about a bunch of 12-year-olds. You're a sick fuck.
Well, how'd that get to you? I mean, you probably get that three times a day.
Yeah, well, yeah, but not from a celebrity.
Oh, I see.
You know, not an A-list, you know. I mean,
people get all, they say you're a sick fuck when you ask them how their daughter's doing.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Menstruating? You think she's menstruating yet? Is that what you're saying?
So, at first I was like, oh man, maybe I should write back and apologize.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought, no, I should write back an angry thing, like, you know, so are you, and or something like that.
So
or, but then I thought, no, I'll just have it on the show this week.
Oh, okay, so...
I thought this is the only way I can really respond back.
Oh, man.
And I'm not putting anyone down, I'm not taking away anything...
Sure, you're just reporting the news. Here.
I just thought, instead of asking him, you know, what's it like, what was it like working with River Phoenix, or, you know, what's your favorite, you know, soda?
Right.
I would send him a curveball.
Yeah, that's a curveball. You did a curveball.
And boy, did he hit it out of the park, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, hey,
wow.
He's a professional.
So for God's sakes,
you probably just answered the question.
Yeah, be careful what you ask.
If it was you, if you were in that position, you'd be like, well, to be honest with you.
I would have answered it.
Yeah, you would have answered
it. If I was him, I would have said, well, okay, I hate to say this, but it wasn't really me, but I don't want to say who it was.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I was thinking it was Bob or something. I don't know. I don't think I would have used the F word
uh-huh.
to my audience.
Oh, please.
You know?
Please.
I wouldn't have.
Please.
I tell you, if people listen to this right now, when we get done with this, and they want to email us and say, yes, Miles, you were over the top, you know, it was too much,
Yeah.
Then I might consider writing an apology to Will.
Yeah.
But if people say, no, you know, you did the right thing, you pushed the envelope, you made us laugh.
Yeah.
Then, you know, so be it.
Okay.
You know what question I wanted to ask him?
What question was that?
I was going to say, who do you think would be a worse babysitter, Michael Jackson or Tommy Lee?
Right, well, that's you're on that the last week or something, you said.
I know.
I was
going to ask that, and I thought, no, that is, like, way too over the top.
What's over the top? I don't even know what over the top is about your other question. It's just, you know.
I meant it to be a funny question.
Right.
Who has the smallest unit? I didn't say penis. I said the smallest unit.
See, the whole thing was you went for the negative. See?
Yeah.
You should have said who's got the biggest.
That really would have worked, too, I bet. Oh, you're asking this much. 12-year-olds, you're demented. You're wrong. It was supposed to be a funny question.
He could have said himself or something.
You know, considering the guy's got links to porn sites on his own website.
Okay.
He does. Go to his website.
I've been there.
And there are links to porn sites.
Which ones?
You can go to them.
Oh, okay.
I've gone to them via his website.
Oh, really? What were they?
After you get done with this, go to Will Wheaton.
I'll go take a look.
And I'm not putting him down. He's a great actor. Yeah. He can still be on the show if he wants. I don't care.
Well, I think you should take this as an opportunity to, like encourage him, you know?
Yeah.
All in good fun.
I was just trying to throw him a funny, kind of quasi-funny, you know, thing. And I thought he would run with it. You know,
yeah.
He enjoyed my Andy Richter question. So I thought, okay, now I'll throw him.
Well, we don't know if he really enjoyed it. He just answered it.
He did answer.
Or maybe possibly somebody answered it for him. Or something.
Or maybe it wasn't him. It might have been one of his staff or whoever it was.
Jerry O'Connell maybe answered his email and was really put off by your question.
Maybe I'll have Jerry O'Connell at my front door wanting to kick my ass. I possibly could.
Hey, he's talking about me.
I thought it was funny.
Well, I guess that ruins that opportunity.
I really wasn't really wanting to know who had the smallest unit. Funny.
Yes, you did. Of course you did. You would ask the question want to know.
Maybe I insulted the guy, though, because I said of the four male leads in the movie.
Right. They said Kiefer.
Because, like, he was really the star of the movie.
Yeah, he was the main character.
Right? And I said the four male leads, so maybe I stepped on some toes. See, I'm trying to rationalize this as to what went wrong.
So, what are you saying about Will Wheaton right now?
No, I don't know. I'm not taking any away. I'm not putting him down. I enjoy his website.
Maybe.
But all I'm saying is be real.
Keep it real. Keep it real. I got you.
That's all I'm saying. Keep it real.
Well, I don't know what to say. Other than all my hard work has been, you know, laid to waste again.
I don't know.
Did I mention to you that I wrote him? I guess I did, yeah.
Yeah, why don't we
in the future,
try to get
I'm
Ken
not
going to
do that.
Why don't we try to get Ken Berry or something?
In the future, I want to be... Speaking of that, well, maybe, you know...
Yeah.
Best of luck to Will. I don't have any...
No. But do you understand what I'm saying?
Or Mr. Wheaton or whatever the hell, you know...
Or whoever wrote back to me. I don't know who it was.
But maybe I saw this thing on E! Maybe he'll end up on Star Dates, which sounds like a really good...
I think he's married.
Oh, well, he can still do it, I'm sure. But anyway.
I'm sure he would not.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure he would not, no.
But that's like the best concept I've heard recently of these reality shows.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, have you heard it?
Yeah, I like the one that had Kim Fields.
Oh, Kim Fields? I didn't see that.
I just saw the commercial, and the guy's like, yeah, I really enjoyed In Living Color. And she's like, she says to the guy a little seriously, like, I wasn't on that.
You weren't?
Whoops.
I meant Living Single.
Oops, and Living Color. That looks to be a great show.
Yeah, that looks like that's going to be a winner.
Like Screech is on there from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, jeez.
It looks like Phyllis Diller is going to be on there.
Who?
Your love interest, Phyllis Diller.
Phyllis Diller. I thought you said something else.
No. What do you think I said?
I didn't know what you said. A Phil and Diller or something.
Phil
like
and Diller, yeah. But
I'm like, who's Phil and Diller?
Phil and Diller.
I don't know. Is that
some
kind of comedy team?
I don't know.
Phyllis Diller is going to do one?
Yeah, apparently, according to the, yeah, that's going to be scary.
That's too
Gary
funny.
Coleman and Butch Patrick.
I know that. I saw the Butch Patrick thing.
Yeah.
And then some chick that I couldn't figure out who it was, but.
I thought there was like a she-male on there.
Yes.
I wasn't sure who that was supposed to be. I want to take him.
That looks like it's going to be a great show.
Though. I'm like, oh my God, what's that about?
And the other thing, I should have mentioned this at the beginning, we got all this Will Wheaton business, but. Yeah. Also, I was reading, do you get the Entertainment Weekly still?
Occasionally, not all the
time. Yeah, it's entertainment sporadically for me as well, but they had an article, this dude got to go around with the Girls Gone Wild crew.
Oh, no.
And he wrote an article about it.
Yeah.
I'm saying, if ever there was a job for you.
Oh, my God.
Your opportunity has passed.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know.
All right, you've been to a lot of places.
Okay.
You've been to a lot of parties.
I don't know about that, but yeah, go ahead.
Have you ever been to a thing where, like, girls were just ripping off their tops? Especially when cameras were around?
No.
No.
Not when cameras were around, no.
And alcohol and cameras? And
well, the alcohol, yeah, but no cameras.
I have not seen that.
Yeah, the advent of digital technology is just fantastic. Right?
I want to know where these places are to go, because I have never seen that.
Evidently, the Girls Gone Wild, they actually throw the party.
Yeah.
They pay for all the booths. So they invite everybody who wants to come.
Yeah.
And they pay for everything, I guess, and then they just bring the cameras in. You know, they kind of all sign releases, I guess, when they get there.
Like,
and so it's like no holds barred, you know?
Like, the only nudity you see is, like, guys taking a piss outside in the bush.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only nudity you see, you know?
You might catch a girl taking a piss somewhere.
Yeah. No, I've never seen that either.
Oh, you never seen that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, you might catch that.
I don't know.
But no, I don't.
They advertise that a lot.
Yeah. But, I just thought of you when I read that article. I'm thinking, man, talk about missed opportunity.
You've been watching a lot of E, I see.
Actually, I tried to watch part of the True Hollywood Story of William Shatner. I thought, finally.
Oh, hey.
A new True Hollywood Story, for Christ's sake.
On an unrelated note, have you seen the commercial on there for Bailey's?
With the chick in the...
Playing pool?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm into that chick.
Oh,
I'm so into that chick, please.
All right.
Oh, I want to play pool with her.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think there's a chance in hell.
Go ahead. I'll write her. Someone give me her email.
Anybody knows who she is, tell Miles. He'll stalk her for a while.
I've got my will.
Which one of the three guys in that commercial you were in had the smallest penis?
Oh, God. Yeah. Which one had the smallest penis? Which one?
Besides Will Wheaton.
You're asking this about three guys, you homo?
Yeah, exactly.
I
thought you wanted to talk to me. I was going to come visit you.
Not now. If you know any celebrity emails, just let me know.
Oh, gee.
And I will email them.
I think that's the end of all celebrity emails.
You know what? I'm not going to pursue any more celebrities.
And you're going to owe me $10, too.
I know. I put a bet with you that I would secure a guest bigger than Mr. Skin.
Right. Yeah, Mr. Skin.
And I just want to say thank you again to Mr. Skin.
Yeah. .com,
because he is the best freaking guest.
Oh, I meant, I was actually listening to Howard Stern about a month ago, and he was on there.
Yeah.
And they got all over him for doing other people's shows.
Oh!
I almost had the urge to write in, but I thought,
no.
That's not cool.
Mr. Skin is my friend.
Yeah.
And anyone says anything bad about him gets their ass kicked.
A fellow Chicagoan there.
Now.
So, yeah. So I did not. I restrained myself. It's cheap, He was nice to us. I'm not going to do that. So,
Bob, have I crossed the line?
We'll just let everybody else decide that.
All right.
All right.